Winter in Prague has all sorts of charms. Snow-dusted roofs in the minor town, an almost magical carpet of the white stuff covering the ancient Charles Bridge that takes you across the river to the old town, and I can't forget the mulled wine sold on nearly every street corner. When the cold spell arrived from the east with added gusto a couple of weeks ago, even the Vltava River froze, creating a beautiful outdoor ice rink underneath Vyšehrad, the original seat of Czech kings. If the setting sounds like something out of a fairy tale, it could have been, only I didn't recognize the danger. Sundays in Prague mean different things to different people. Some sleep in, others meet friends and family, venture to their country cottage, or see an exhibit or a film. When I'm in Prague at the same time as one of my good friends from Toronto, Sundays typically mean a morning visit to one of the city's many churches. My wise professor taught me that church services are a window into the culture of any society. After church, the hours always pass quickly as we wander through the cobblestone streets talking about the history and politics of Central Europe or life in general. We also never forget the Moravian wine. I have many fond memories of these Sundays in Prague, but last week I changed the routine and paid a price. It all started out just fine, new friends and old traditions. After lunch, we went to church, to St. Salvator's, to listen to Tomáš Halík, one of this country's most well-known philosophers who also happens to be a Catholic priest. I've been reading Halík's essays about modern religion in Europe, about the need for dialogue in society, so hearing Halík in action is part of my new chapter in Prague. After church, we hit the frozen Vltava near Vyšehrad, and I laced up men's skates for the first time in my life. The fairy tale setting was there. The kids were playing tag. Our new Chechen friends were learning to skate underneath a medieval cathedral in the city that's given their lives new hope. A huge box of leftover Christmas cookies was there for everyone to share, and of course the obligatory thermos of tea and mulled wine. Maybe it was the wine or some strange Czech-Canadian gene that suddenly gave me the impression I could pretend to be Wayne Gretzky or Martin Rutschinski. After all, I've always been a hockey fan, and my upbringing merges two great hockey powers, the Canadian and the Czech. You wouldn't guess it now, but when I was a kid, I played a lot of street hockey. Growing up with boys in suburban British Columbia, I even got pretty good at the game. So when my Czech friends asked me to join in on a game of ice hockey, it sounded like a great idea. Less than a minute into the game, I was lying on the cold ice with a terrible pain shooting up my arm. Some lessons you learn the hard way. Last Sunday nearly ended with a broken wrist, but when I looked up and saw Vyšehrad, I had few regrets. You could call it the magic of Sundays in Prague. When the Winter Olympics begin in Turin, Italy, I'll be as loyal a fan of Olympic hockey as ever, cheering for both the Czechs and the Canadians. In the meantime, I've heard that the river between Karlstein Castle and Prague is frozen solid, and if I leave the hockey stick at home, skating the 40 kilometers into Prague sounds idyllic.
Linda Mashtali is there with another letter from Prague.